Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jackson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Boyer steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Boyer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. White moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson fires to first and picks off Ashburn. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball four. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morin. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Morin steals second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. White reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Smith reaches second base with a double. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas misplays the ball. That's an error on Grammas. Thomas moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor bunts towards first. White juggles the ball. That's an error on White. Thomas moves to third. Morin moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Dick Drott. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cunningham tags and scores. Spencer tags and moves to third. Smith tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Smith scores. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor fires to first and picks off Jackson. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill pinch hits for Don Elston. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Art Ciccarelli now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 4 in the game. Flood strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 4 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Morin moves to second. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren pinch hits for Art Ciccarelli. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.